and Food, The Organ Systems of Traditional Chinese Medicine by Jeremy Ross. Chapter 5, Patterns of Disease. Terminology. In Western medical terminology, the word syndrome generally indicates a commonly occurring combination of signs and symptoms, not necessarily always due to the same cause. Hence, syndrome plus cause equals disease. Since this conception is aligned to Chinese medical thought, the word syndrome is avoided in this text, and the phrase pattern of disharmony, or simply disharmony, is used to indicate any disharmonious pattern of substances, jinluo, zangfu, or body generally. The word disease is only used to mean a pattern of disharmony, not a syndrome as in the Western sense. The word cause has been avoided since it implies cause and effect. The phrase disease factor is used to indicate an aspect of the overall pattern of a body and environment associated with the origin or precipitation of imbalance. The origins of pattern of disharmony are seen in terms of an interacting combination of disease factors, not in terms of a single cause. The word sign is used in this book to mean both signs, the objective indications of disease observed by the practitioner, and symptoms, the subjective indications reported by the patient. Classification of a pattern of a disease. A patient coming for the diagnosis manifests various signs of disharmony. The practitioner attempts to arrange these signs into a recognizable pattern according to the concepts of TCM. The patient's signs are classified in terms of six main categories of disharmony. Yin Yang, substances, eight principles, Jin Luo, disease factors, and Zanfu. The patterns of disharmony of the substances and of the disease factors have already been discussed. Those of the Jin Luo are covered by most major texts, and those of the Zanfu are considered in later chapters of this book. In Chinese medicine, the first stage of differential diagnosis is to classify the patient's signs in terms of the patterns of disharmony of the eight principles. Patterns of disharmony of the eight principles. The eight principles are four pairs of polar opposites. Table 5.1. Patterns of disharmony of the eight principles. Yin and Yang. Interior and exterior. Cold and heat. Deficiency and excess. Yin Yang is the basis of Chinese medicine. All physiology and pathology is founded on the principle of Yin Yang. The eight principles for the classification of patterns of disharmony are Yin Yang and three subdivisions of Yin Yang: cold and heat, deficiency and excess, internal and external. These three subdivisions extend the application of Yin Yang in clinical practice. Interior and exterior. These two principles relate to the depth of the disease and also to the direction of development of disease. External diseases relate to the surface layers of the body and tend to move inward into the body. Internal diseases relate to the interior of the body and may originate at these deeper levels. Exterior patterns are generally associated with the invasion of the body by one or more of the external disease factors. Such patterns are generally acute, of sudden onset and short duration, with such signs as aversion to wind and cold, fever and chills, headache, nasal congestion, sore or itchy throat, and superficial pulse. Interior patterns may arise from eventual penetration by external disease factors from the superficial layers to the interior of the body, from direct invasion of Zangfu by external factors, or from internal disharmonies of the Zangfu. Interior patterns are generally more serious and chronic, and of longer duration and more gradual onset. If there is fever, it is generally high, with no fear of cold or wind. There may be vomiting and changes in urine and stool, deeper pulse and changes in the body of the tongue in addition to changes in tongue coat. Cold and heat. Patterns of cold may be associated with invasion of the body, such as such external disease factors as cold, wind, and damp, or they may relate to internal patterns such as deficient yang or deficient qi of the body in general, or of certain organ systems in particular. Patterns of heat may accompany invasion of the body by such external factors as heat, summer heat, wind, dryness, and damp, or arise by transformation in the body of such external factors as wind and cold, or relate to internal patterns such as deficient yin or damp heat. Cold patterns have signs such as cold limbs, aversion to cold, white face, clear copious secretions and urine, water stool, lack of thirst, slow movement and slow tight pulse, and pale tongue with white coat. Discomfort is generally increased by cold and reduced by warmth. Signs of heat are generally the opposite of signs of cold. There is hot red skin, aversion to heat, reduced secretions and urine, constipation, thirst, excitability, rapid movement and rapid pulse, and red tongue with yellow coat. Discomfort is generally increased by heat and reduced by cold. Deficiency and excess. Deficiency generally refers to chronic internal patterns associated with deficiency of one or more of the substances and of one or more of the zhangfu. Hence, deficiency patterns will have an underlying weakness and emptiness regardless of whether the deficiency is predominantly of yin or of yang. In deficiency, the antipathogenic factors are generally weak and the pathogenic factors well established in the body. Excess may refer to invasion of the body by external disease factors when the struggle between the pathogenic and antipathogenic factors is strong, because these antipathogenic factors are not yet impaired. Excess may also refer to overactivity of one or more zhangfu, or it may refer to local obstruction with associated local accumulation of qi, xue, or jingye. Overall, deficiency is more likely to be chronic, with weakness and tiredness, or inconsistent energy, weak or inconsistent voice, breathing and movements, weak, empty pulse, and tongue with little or no coat. Overall, excess is more likely to be acute with heavy, forceful voice, breathing and movements, discomfort aggravated by pressure, strong, hoop pulse, and tongue with thick coat. The main signs of interior, exterior, cold, heat, deficiency, and excess are summarized in Table 5.2. Yin and Yang. In TCM, yin and yang are the basis of physiology, pathology, and differential diagnosis. All is seen in terms of the fundamental disharmony of yin and yang. A few examples of the signs of disharmony of yin yang are summarized in Table 5.3. The yin patterns of disharmony can be subdivided into the patterns of cold, deficiency, and interiors, and the yang patterns of disharmony can be subdivided into the patterns of heat, excess, and interior, as shown in Table 5.1. Combination of the patterns of yin or yang with the patterns of the other eight principles or with each other are discussed later in this chapter. Combination of the pattern of the eight principles. The dichotomy of yin-yang, consisting of only two categories, yin and yang is too limited to classify the patterns of disharmonies found in clinical practice, and is expanded into the eight principles. Indeed, eight categories would also be too few, but this is extended by using combination of the patterns of eight principles. Table 5.2. Main signs of interior, exterior, cold, heat, deficiency and excess. Pattern of interior. The signs are often chronic, with more gradual onset and a longer duration, and more changes in urine and stool. Fever, if present, may be severe, with no aversion to cold. Pulse is deep. Tongues are changes in tongue, body and coat. Pattern of exterior. The signs are often acute, with more sudden onset and shorter duration, and less changes in urine and stool. Fever and chills, with aversion to wind, cold or heat. Pulse is superficial. Tongue are changes in tongue coat. Pattern of cold. The signs are aversion to cold, cold limbs, white face, slow movement, quiet behavior, no thirst, no perspiration, copious clear urine, and diarrhea. Pulse are slow and tight. Tongue is white coat with pale body. Pattern of heat. The signs are aversion to heat, hot red skin, rapid movement, excitability, thirst, perspiration, dark urine and constipation. Pulse is rapid. Tongue is yellow coat with red body. Signs of a pattern of deficiency. Its signs are often chronic, with tiredness and weak voice, breathing and movement, discomfort often relieved by pressure. Pulse is empty, and tongue is little or no coat. Patterns of excess. Signs are often acute, with loud coarse voice, heavy breathing and movements, discomfort often aggravated by pressure. Pulse is full, tongue is thick coat. Table 5.3. Signs of disharmony of yin and yang. Type of signs. General, yin is pale face, feels cold, aversion to cold, discomfort relieved by warmth and by pressure, no thirst or preference for warm drinks. Yang general sign is red face, feels hot, aversion to heat and pressure, thirst and preference for cool drinks. Yin side of energy is tired and weak. Yang signs of energy are forceful and restless. Yin signs of behavior are underactive, quiet, and withdrawn. Yang signs of behavior are overactive, noisy, and outgoing. Yin signs of breathing are weak, shallow, and breathing. Yang signs of breathing are deep, heavy breathing. Yin signs of voice is weak voice. Yang signs of voice are loud, coarse voice. Yin signs of digestion is reduced appetite, abdominal distension. Yang signs of digestion are increased appetite, burning pain in epigastrium. Yin signs of excretion is copious clear urine and diarrhea. Yang signs of excretion are scanty dark urine and constipation. Yin signs of reproduction is sexually underactive, scanty pale menses, white leucorrhea. Yang signs of reproduction is sexually overactive, profuse red menses and yellow leucorrhea. Insigns of pulse are deep, slow, and empty. Young signs of pulse are superficial, rapid, and full. Insigns of tongue are pale body, moist, thin white coat. Young signs of tongue are red body, dry, thick yellow coat. However, by convention, not all possible combinations are used. For example, excess heat, excess cold, deficient heat, deficient cold, external heat, external cold, internal heat, internal cold, deficient yin and deficient yang are commonly used categories, whereas external yin, internal yin, external yang, internal yang, external excess, etc. are not. Exterior and heat, interior and heat, exterior and cold, interior and cold. These combination patterns, more usually known as external heat, internal heat, external cold, and internal cold, respectively, have already been discussed in Chapter 4. These indicate whether the disease factors of heat and cold are predominantly of external or internal origin. In these four combinations, the classification according to disease factors overlaps with the classification according to the eight principles, since the categories of heat and cold occur in both classifications. The signs of the four combined patterns are summarized in Table 5.4. Table 5.4, comparison of the signs of internal and external cold and internal and external heat. External cold, chills and fever, and internal cold is no fever. The signs of external cold, it is acute, whereas internal cold, it is chronic. The signs of external cold, it's superficial, tight pulse, whereas internal cold, the pulse is deep and tight. And external cold has a thin and white tongue coat, whereas internal cold, the tongue has thick white tongue coat. External heat has a fever acute with fear, whereas internal heat, the fever is higher or more chronic without fear of wind. External heat, it has a superficial rapid pulse, whereas internal heat, which has full rapid pulse. External heat, it has red tongue with thin yellow coat, whereas internal heat, the tongue has redder tongue with thicker yellower coat. These combined patterns are composed of the signs of one of the contributing patterns plus the signs of the other contributing pattern. For example, the pattern of external heat is composed of exterior signs such as superficial pulse and thin tongue coat, plus heat signs such as rapid pulse and yellow tongue coat. The pattern of external cold also has exterior signs, but in combination with signs of cold such as tight pulse and white tongue coat. Excess and heat, deficiency and heat, excess and cold, deficiency and cold. An individual in perfect harmony, with yin and yang in balance, and with no deficiencies of the substances, can be summarized diagrammatically as in Figure 5.1a. In Figure 5.1, yin and yang, water and fire, cold and heat are in perfect balance. This is not the normal situation. In the normal or usual situation, yin and yang are not in perfect balance, and Also, one or more of the substances is deficient. The normal human condition is of a greater or lesser degree of depletion and imbalance. As shown in Figure 5.1b, both yin and yang are usually deficient, and their relative levels are continually changing. If qi is deficient, then both yin and yang will also be deficient, with a tendency to relatively greater deficiency of yang. If xue is deficient, both yin and yang will also be deficient, with a tendency to relatively greater deficiency of yin. These relationships are summarized in Figure 5.2. Yin and yang are not only opposite but sustain and complement each other, so that, for example, a relative deficiency of yin may eventually lead to a deficiency of both yin and yang, although the deficiency of yin remains relatively greater. Similarly, a relative deficiency of yang may eventually lead to a deficiency of both yin and yang, with the emphasis on deficient yang. This principle is often reflected in treatment. For example, in a case of a deficient Shen Yang, it's often not enough to strengthen Shen Yang. It's also necessary to strengthen Shen Yin to some degree, although the main emphasis of the treatment is of Shen Yang. The analogy here is of an oil lamp. The oil is the yin, the flame is the yang. If only the yang, the flame, is increased, the lamp will only burn a short time. It is also necessary to increase the oil, the yin, so that the lamp may be burned longer. Excess and heat, or excess yang, deficiency and heat, or deficient yin. These two patterns are also known as excess heat and deficient heat. Excess heat, or excess yang. In the pattern of excess heat shown in Figure 5.3a, heat and yang are in actual excess. After a time, this heat will damage the yin and the fluids of the body, resulting in the pattern shown in Figure 5.3b. Excess heat is a combination of the pattern of excess and heat, and therefore has signs of excess such as full pulse and thick tongue coat, along with signs of heat such as rapid pulse and yellow tongue coat. Signs of this combined pattern are outlined in Table 5.5. This is a pure yang pattern, since both the contributing patterns of excess and heat are in themselves yang. The two patterns complement each other, and the signs are full, strong, and forceful. Deficient heat. The pattern of deficient heat or deficient yin is usually represented in textbooks as in Figure 5.4a. Here, yang is shown as normal, but in relative excess over yin, which is deficient. However, deficient yin is generally a pattern of chronic deficiency, so that it will involve deficiency of both yin and yang. This more realistic representation is shown in Figure 5.4b. While both yin and yang are shown as deficient, but yin is relatively more deficient and yang is relatively excess. This pattern is a combination of the patterns of deficiency and of heat, with signs of deficiency such as thin pulse and tongue with little or no coat, and of heat such as rapid pulse with red tongue. This is a mixed pattern, since one of the contributing patterns is yin and the other yang. The yin signs of deficiency modify the yang signs of heat, so that only the cheeks are red in contrast to the pattern of excess heat in which all the face is red. Deficient heat or deficient yin is usually a chronic pattern associated with internal disease factors, whereas excess heat is often an acute pattern associated with external disease factors. The pattern of deficient heat is commonly known as deficient yin, since there is said to be insufficient yin to control the yang, or insufficient water to control the fire. Hence, there are signs of heat, but with underlying weakness. For example, the patient may be restless, excited and talkative, with insomnia and irritability, as in excess heat. However, with deficient heat, the signs are not so forceful and are liable to alternate with signs of tiredness and exhaustion. Excess heat is often associated with acute high fevers, and deficient heat is often associated with chronic Zhangfu disharmonies, especially deficient Sheng Yin. Excess and cold, or excess Yin, deficiency and cold, or deficient Yang. These two patterns are alternatively known as excess cold and deficient cold. Excess cold, or excess Yin. In the pattern of excess cold, shown in Figure 5.5a, cold and yin are in actual excess. Eventually, this excess of cold will injure the yang, resulting in the pattern shown in Figure 5.5b. Excess cold, or excess yin, is a combination of the pattern of excess, which is yang, and of cold, which is yin. There are some signs of excess, such as full pulse and thick tongue coat, and signs of cold, such as deep pulse and white tongue coat. The yin aspect and the yang aspect modify each other. This is in contrast to the pattern of excess heat, where both contributing patterns are yang and complement each other. For example, in excess heat, the movement of the pulse and the body are strong and fast, whereas in excess cold, they are strong but slow. Deficient cold, or deficient yang. The pattern of deficient cold or deficient yang is usually represented in textbook as in Figure 5.6a. Here, yin is shown as normal but in relative excess over yang, which is deficient. However, deficient yang is generally a pattern of chronic deficiency, and this will eventually involve deficiency of both yin and yang. The pattern is more realistically represented in Figure 5.6b, in which both yang and yin are shown as deficient, but yang is relatively more deficient, and yin is in relative excess. Deficient cold is a combination of the yin pattern of deficiency and the yin pattern of cold, so that it is a pure yin pattern, just as excess heat is a pattern of pure yang. Both cold and deficiency are yin, and both tend to lead to slowness and weakness of the circulation of qi and xue, so that both contribute to signs such as the pale tongue and the slow weak movements of the pulse and the body. The pattern of excess cold tends to be more or of external origin, whereas deficient cold tends to be more of internal origin, although both internal and external disease factors may contribute to both patterns. Deficient cold is commonly known as deficient yang, since there is said to be insufficient yang heat to balance the yin cold. Also, since there is insufficient yang to warm, move and retain the water, there may be local accumulation of damp or copious clear urination. In the pattern of deficient yang, there are signs of emptiness and weakness, in contrast to the signs of fullness and forcefulness that accompany excess cold. In the patterns of deficient yin and deficient yang, the excess of yin or yang is only relative or apparent, whereas in the pattern of excess cold and excess heat, the excess of yin or cold or yang or heat are actual or real. On page 23, the pattern of deficient yin and deficient yang are compared and contrasted with each other, and with the pattern of deficient qi and deficient xue. Table 5.5, comparison of the signs of excess and deficient cold and excess and deficient heat. Excess cold, which has cold limbs, aversion to cold, discomfort relieved by warmth, aggravated by pressure. Forceful, slow movement, and no perspiration. Clear, copious urination. Watery stools, deep, slow, full pulse, pale tongue with a thick white coat. Deficient cold, or deficient yang, which has cold limbs, aversion to cold, discomfort relieved by warmth and by pressure. Weak, slow movement, lassitude, hypersomnia. Daytime perspiration, clear copious urination, watery stools, slow empty pulse, pale tongue and thick white coat. Deficient heat or deficient yin, which has afternoon fever, malar flush, feverish sensation in palms and soles, weak rapid movements, restlessness and insomnia. Nighttime perspiration, dark scanty urine, constipation, rapid thin pulse, red tongue with little or no coat. Excess heat or excess yang, which has high fever, whole body red and hot, discomfort relieved by cold, aggravated pressure. Forceful rapid movements, restlessness, and delirium. Perspiration, dark scanty urine, constipation, rapid full pulse, dark red tongue with thick yellow coat. Collapse of yin or yang. Under extreme conditions, deficient yin can become the pattern termed collapse of yin, or vanquished yin, and deficient yang can become collapse of yang, or vanquished yang. The signs of these extreme patterns are summarized in Table 5.6. Table 5.6, collapse of yin and collapse of yang. The signs of collapse of yin: flushed face, skin, hands and feet hot, aversion to heat, restlessness, thirst and preference for cold drinks, sticky perspiration, rapid respiration. Pulse flooding or thin and fast, tongue red and dry with little or no coat. Collapse of yang. Signs are pale face, skin and limbs cold, aversion to cold, listlessness, preference for warm drinks, profuse cold perspiration, feeble respiration, pulse very minute, without strength, tongue is pale and moist. Collapse of yin may arise from extreme loss of jinye, as in excessive perspiration, vomiting or hemorrhage. This is an emergency situation where the yin must be restored, and where the patient may be near collapse, as in heat stroke. Collapse of yang relates to total exhaustion, and again, needs emergency treatment, and often occurs just before shock. Collapse of yin or yang is more extreme than deficiency of yin or yang, and can injure the body more severely. Collapse of yin and collapse of yang can quickly transform into each other, and when both yin and yang are in collapse, the patient may be near to death. True heat and illusionary cold. True cold and illusionary heat. These two patterns are also extreme forms of yin and yang balance. The patterns of true heat and illusionary cold may arise during the disease of extreme heat. There may be signs of excessive heat such as great thirst, delirium, full rapid pulse and dry tongue with yellow coat. Then, suddenly, the limbs may go cold whilst the other signs remain unaltered. This is said to correspond to the yin and fluids being greatly depleted and are suddenly being pushed to the extremities by the excessive fire and yang. The heat is therefore said to be true and the cold to be illusionary. True cold and illusionary heat may arise during an illness of excessive cold, with cold limbs and a minute pulse. Then, suddenly, the patient may be agitated, as if in a heat disharmony. This is said to be due to the yin and fluid being so great, and the yang and fire so small, that the yang floats to the surface of the body, where it is temporarily given to the appearance of heat. The cold is therefore said to be true and the heat to be illusionary.